May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for October 10th, 2020. Today I'd like to highlight some of the news of the last 2 weeks and two compendiums of videos and articles that I'll be discussing today. The first one is about the East-West power struggle for domination of artificial intelligence and the world. And the second one's called Propaganda Watch and the Rigging of the Election. And I've got some other things I'd like to go into if I have time at the end. But this is a lot, and I'd like to think of it as the latest and the greatest from these different sources I've cultivated over 12 years of doing the show, Cosmic Love. You know, news sources, alternative sources I've come to trust as being straight shooters, you know, that I can count on. Before I go into the show, I thought I'd give a little bit on the cosmic weather report, what's going on with the astrology, psychology, and in our sector of the galaxy, of the universe, you might say. And there's been amazing aspects of, you know, astrology. There's always these configurations. Well, not always, but often we'll see patterns in the sky that form with the transiting of the planets. And right now some very interesting stuff been going on with the cardinal T-square. And we're talking about a grand cross in the heavens that form a really unique pattern called a T-square and a cardinal grand cross. Which is basically, in this case, it's the Sun, the Moon, Mars, and Jupiter, some quite, influential planets that are in what's called a grand cross, which is really four T-squares in a geometry that does a blending, you might say, a synergistic integration of these components to the capstone. If you think of a square with a cross through the middle and the point in the center is like a capstone. So there's a synergy in these energies and the quantum field, you might say. And it's a really good time for doing creative work. You know, you might say assembling the components to the capstone of your own divine destiny, you know, life plan or whatever. And it's a good time for basically getting congruent on, you know, what your divine plan, divine destiny might be. Anyway, this has been going on. I found it very influential in, for me, being congruent in my writing and my working and going deeper than I usually do, which, again, may lose some people, but other people may find it more interesting than usual. So, each to their own thresholds of prevailing awareness. And but it's not just this grand cross that's been going on. There's been what's called a stellium in Capricorn, which Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn have been in conjunction in Capricorn. Right now, as we speak, they're all in the 11th house. So this is kind of a powerful resonance in the collective consciousness, dealing with powerful issues. Of course, with the radio show, I'm dealing with the collective consciousness. So it's one way to bring, you might say, the Jupiter expansive, educational, religious, philosophical understanding in the collective. And this is what I'm dealing with the show tonight. You know, this artificial intelligence and the power struggles, and of course with Pluto conjunct Jupiter, it's expansive power struggles. Saturn is making it more congruent, and of course Jupiter is part of that Grand Cross. So there's a congruency that's stronger than usual with this Grand Square, Grand Cross, with the planets. Again, Mars, relationship to both the Sun and the Moon. So this has been a powerful time. And there's also been going on a mystic rectangle. That's a combination of aspects with Mercury, opposition Neptune and Taurus, and Venus opposition, the higher octave of Venus, which is Neptune, and Pisces, which is a very deep mystical understanding. So this mystic, it's called a mystic rectangle. They're all in relationship to each other in a cross-referenced rectangle. And very rare that you see a grand square, grand cross with a mystic rectangle, which is another form of grand square, but it's in a rectangular form. So that's going on. And there's a kite pattern, which is going on right now also. And we got a grand trine in Earth signs with Uranus, Venus, and Jupiter. This is a very harmonic blending, synergizing of energies. So that's a very powerful influence and help, you know, it's making me more congruent today, ideally more congruent than usual. So there's all these grand T-squares, grand squares, mystic rectangle, and there's a talent triangle going on right now, which is Mercury is trine Neptune in Pisces. So it's a higher mental understanding possible with that trine, with the mysteries of God. And both Mercury and Neptune are sextile Jupiter, again, a powerful aspect of Jupiter in Capricorn in the 11th house. So there's a lot going on tonight. I could spend the rest of the show going into each of these aspects, what that means and how that affects the collective consciousness and one's perception thereby. Of course, some people aren't even aware of this, that they have no commeasurement with what I'm talking about at all. But from my experience and understanding of quantum, the quantum science, which is now beginning to explain for the first time how homeopathy works, how astrology works, how consciousness itself, their first principles of conscientious common sense in terms of the processes of consciousness and how, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, we develop 5D conscience. And I've talked about this in previous shows. That may sound abstract if this is the first time you've heard that. But culturing conscientious common sense or unity conscience is basically the Aquarian agenda, you might say the Aquarian mandate. And, of course, as you become more conscious of how you are conscious and develop a expanded conscience with a capital C as in Christ-like conscience, then the process of evolutionary ascent to higher consciousness fulfills your divine plan. You know, that's kind of the whole purpose of this classroom, the School of Life, why we're here, you know, to basically get ahead with a conscience, not just consciousness. I mean, plants have consciousness, they now know. Of course, animals have consciousness, but a become conscious of how your consciousness, that's the higher animals, human evolution. And of course, the summation of that is a conscience. It's that small voice within. As above, so below, you might say, a unified field, conscience of source, of God, you know, divine love, cosmic love. That's what the name of the show is. And that's, of course, what I aspire to and hope to share with those to the extent of, you know, the more I learn about it, the more I am compelled to, you know, share what I know. So this is the first compendium I'm going to go into is the East-West Power Struggle for Domination of AI, you know, artificial intelligence in the world. So I'm going to use this blog I published about a week ago Another one I just published today I'll go into after this. But I'm going to use this blog as kind of a guideline, a narrative. For the narrative, I'll go through and, of course, I'll comment on this. I'm not going to be just doing a straight reading. You know, as people that listen to my show know that I get off script, you know, on some of the points because I've been basically, you know, the flow of creative energy through any system acts to organize that system. And the more I've organized this and the more I go in depth, more insight I get into this global dynamic, call it a power struggle between the East and the West, for the domination of artificial intelligence. I mean, there's a real serious issue, and you'll know why as I go through this. Now I'm going to begin with a little bit of orientation on light and love, because some of these subjects, you know, get pretty heavy. So this compendium is like so many of my other love sandwiches, is what I call them, where I have light and love on the front end and back end and some strong meat in the middle. So here's some food for thought, folks. You may have heard how the ordained power by way of 5D love, and I've talked about this in other compendiums, how 5D love heals all. Yet often we see how the inordinate love of power tries to rule the 3D world with force. You know, the old might makes right. So global humanity is now in an existential crisis, as requires that we, the people, wise up and rise up with the power of wisdom, with true love, or I would say cosmic love, of a more enlightened nature. So this compendium focuses on the global health imperative, whereby we define and refine core solutions to systemic fake news and false flags that disrupt and destroy civility. I mean, the mainstream media is just rife with misinformation, disinformation, and outright propaganda, and I'll be going into that soon enough. So the higher the concept of truth and justice is, the greater the result, as neutralizes the big lie with the whole truth. So keep in mind what I refer to as the high state mandate. The prime directive, you know, affirmation with pure intention, I am. The law of the one, confirmation by a focused attention, you know, I can. The LOV Trinity, determination for TLC retention, you know, I will. And the 5D plan, integration for conscious ascension, I do. So it's the linear L, the prime directive, the nonlinear O, the law of one, the V and the Trinity, the love Trinity, the E and the L-O-V-E, the 5D plan, with affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration, with pure intention, focused attention, TLC retention and conscious ascension, with the I am, I can, I will, and I do, unto the fifth dimension, the capstone. So there's graphics of this that's color-coded on the web page, or, you know, where the compendium is. And I have got the links to that in the show notes, and or you could pull up the most recent article at my 2020 Global Co-Creation series, which, if you don't have bookmarked, you can pull that up from either the show notes or from my previous blog that are all archived there since the first of the year. So here we are. I did this compendium on October 1st when the full moon was in Aries, and this was an intense time, full moon in Aries. A lot of these same powerful aspects that I referred to in the astrology psychology were going on then. And, but again, this was back on October 1st. Today's October 10th. And I'm going to be building on this first piece, and I'm going to get into some pretty heavy stuff, you know, regarding the deep state agenda, you know, the unspeakable 5G, you know, for artificial intelligence. So how they're hooked up, and, you know, they're part of their interlocked agenda. And that agenda is basically anti-5D. You know, the 5G AI agenda is anti-5D. It's to, you know, the whole Aquarian thrust to 5D consciousness, effective sensory perception. 5G AI aborts that because the artificial intelligence agenda and basically overriding the free will factor of humanity, it's virtually an antichrist agenda. When I say that, biologically the 5G is an AI, you know, so body and mind, it's like anti-light, anti-life, it's anti-5D, fifth dimension consciousness. So be aware of that. And when I'm talking about this, if this is a global battle going on right now, you're not seeing it in the headlines, but it's serious. Matter of fact, deep state does not want this coming out in the mainstream media because they don't want people to know how they are moving forward with it on, you know, on all fronts as fast as they can, because they realize that mass awakening to a higher consciousness, 5D, is beginning to happen and will end the deep state, fifth estate, in the, you know, for mass media mind control, and basically the monopolies in all major industries, how they are threatened by mass awakening to the opportunity for new technologies that make, for example, free energy technology that makes big oil obsolete, healing energy technology, healing with energy that makes big pharma obsolete. There's so many old, power elite institutions that have hit the wall and are facing obsolescence and want to hold that line for money and power and control. And we're talking about what some people call the New World Order, you know, for totalitarian global. That's on the surface now. As Aquarian light surges, you know, deep state purges. And I call it the New World Order. It stinks to high heaven. It really is like global population control on New World Order steroids. This is what the battle looks really. We don't see in the headlines, but it's all, you know, on the right beneath the surface and boils over every once in a while. So I've been going to be referencing that in this compendium. So as I say in the beginning, a lot of these heavy pieces is getting into some strong meat, you know, as far as some serious stuff. I'd say skip to the bottom of this compendium for some new inspirational videos. I'll get to those before too long. I'm going to go through this at a rather accelerated clip. And as if you're listening to this blog and you can open another window with the actual compendium in another window, once I have up the links in the show notes, and some people like to do that to provide a multimedia show so you can pause the blog at any time and then watch a video or read an article that I'll be talking about as I go through this. So in brief, to kind of do kind of a orientation of what I'm going to be getting into in this piece, China is rushing ahead with 5G and artificial intelligence, which could leapfrog the United States into the next hegemonic global empire. I mean, they believe it's their turn. You know, the West has been kind of leading the world, you know, for the last century. Well, they think the East now thinks it's their turn, the China, and they're moving fast, and AI, artificial intelligence, their intention is to basically take over with it. So the U.S. is attempting to catch up by accelerating the process under cover of emergency martial law, granting executive power to fast-track artificial intelligence plans as requires infrastructure for 5G radiation. I mean, it's artificial intelligence for it to go systemic widespread requires 5G infrastructure. So the truth of biological harm from 5G radiation has been suppressed by the same media matrix that supports it for AI, and of course for national security. It's always what they use. When they do something really egregious, well, they can rationalize and justify it as a national security issue. And they're doing this to override and ignore the biological harm that's well proven from 5G. So for anyone to truly understand artificial intelligence, they must first appreciate that machine intelligence can be smart, but without the wisdom of the heart. I mean, you can't have mind congruence without heart coherence. You know, the heart coherence is, you know, is a scientific thing they can measure, the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, when it's actually in the frequency of joy and compassion. So smart without heart is duh, you know, as in D-U-H, dense, unconscious, and heartless. An education of the heart, teleconscience, which I have links to in the show notes, is the foundation of every golden age throughout cosmic history. And the higher the concept of real love, cosmic love, the greater the 5D TLC conscience, S-E-S-P, effective sensory perception. Not extrasensory perception, it's effective. In the Aquarian age, there would be nothing extra about it. It'll just be, you know, effective sensory perception. This is the, again, the Aquarian mandate. This is where we're going. So, I mean, this is a ways off. We're in Aquarian spring right now. We're just seeing the initial thrust as we move into Aquarius. And love, cosmic love, is the heart of real, authentic intelligence. And if you don't understand how artificial intelligence is an extension of human intelligence, just as the computer is an extension of the brain, and TV is an extension of the eyes and ears, and your car is an extension of your feet, then you won't see the opportunity of culturing Aquarian love in danger without a real intelligence upgrade. In other words, artificial intelligence is like an artificial upgrade of our intelligence. It's not the real thing. It's machine intelligence. And of course, the need and the intent is to develop real intelligence. And this is why artificial intelligence must be harnessed with authentic love, you know, real love, cosmic love, universal love. And I love the quote by T.R. Desjardins in this regard: man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. Now, at this point, there's a really good video on artificial intelligence. It's not that long. I think it's about 20 minutes. It's very powerful. And it's, you know, and it's kind of headlined Mankind's Last Invention. And that's kind of a cynical way of saying, if we don't harness artificial intelligence, then artificial intelligence could harness us. And it'd be the end of mankind inventing anything. It would be like a complete takeover. This has sounded sinister, but this has been, as David Wilcock and others have explained, this is like a sinister force in the galaxy that has taken over many worlds. So the understanding of artificial intelligence is critical. And most people have not much of an idea, and this short video is a very powerful way to get insight on that. So I highly recommend after the show today, you can go to 2020's Global Co-Creation, you know, my archive since the first of the year, and see this last article on the on artificial intelligence and the battle for AI dominance East and West. So I recommend watching this video, and as explained in the video, left to itself as learning machines, AI could quickly develop intelligence without wisdom, which wisdom requires a moral compass that robots always lack. You know, it's like the Tin Man without a heart in The Wizard of Oz. But now the wizard behind the scene is a technocrat working with social engineers, you know, I call them sociocrats, another deep state minions serving trillionaire plutocrats who now fear public uprising and want to take us down a notch or two. You know, it's not foreign terrorists now. We're all terrorists now, domestic terrorists. If we challenge or counter, you know, the agendas that are being pushed on us and are very crazy way with this plandemic that we're seeing with the virus. So the enemy, instead of being a foreign enemy now, it's kind of morphed from an exterior invading force to familiar, willful ignorance. I mean, the virus is not what we were told. It is unbridled fear that has forged our fetters. In worldwide, the deep state matrix media is programming the public incessantly with hyped up fear porn. But the fake statistics wall of unreality is disintegrating, and the blueprint for Aquarian Spring is integrating. Again, I've got a link on that Aquarian Spring, what that means, a whole article on that, in this next 10 years, and now it's the initiation of Aquarius. So at this point, in the compendium, I have a video on 6 COVID-19 facts the mainstream media won't report. This is by Liz Wheeler. And what she's saying is, since the MSM won't report it, we will. And again, it kind of lays bare the whole illusion that the mainstream media doesn't report on articles like this, blogs like this, does videos like this, Liz Wheeler. They just talk about how bad it is, and so that's the only news we get. They're censoring the truth of the issue, and they repeat the propaganda incessantly of the big lie being so big and so bold and so often told. Most people don't know what to think and go along with it. They tend to believe it if they're listening to the boob tube and national propaganda radio, NPR. So honoring the truth is what good conscience does. When a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he will either cease being honest or cease being mistaken. So that's kind of conscientious common sense. I kind of butchered it. Let me say it again. When a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. So now I go through, this is kind of the strong meat, the compendium. I go through other articles and videos, and I'll reference them here in kind of a synopsis so you can get the gist of it before I go on. And this one title is from Technocracy News from October 1st, saying that the second wave of COVID-19 will be a case-demic, not a pandemic. And so, in other words, the lamestream media narrative for lockdown and quarantine is rapidly mutating into a case-demic, where only suspected infections exist without respect to severity, symptoms, hospitalizations, or death. Actually, calling them cases without respect to the fact of the matter, that it actually being a case. So the New York Times has already reported that up to 90% of positive cases in several states are only positive because of the hypersensitivity of the tests, which are picking up viruses that are either already dead or too low in quantity to transmit. And that's an understatement. I'll be going more into that. Here's another article, the COVID-19 numbers game. The second wave is based on fake statistics. And this is from Global Research. You're just a couple days earlier from this last report. And it says that when the emergency was declared, we heard a daily drumbeat about the danger and deaths related to COVID-19. Now that the case fatality rate has been shown to be roughly the same as the yearly flu, those death numbers are simply not scaring the public. And as a result, the state sees no impact from talking about fatalities and has instead begun testing more so they could tell us there are more cases. There hasn't been the fatalities. They're like on par with the common flu. So they're ramping up the testing, they ramp up the cases to scare us into compliance with their lockdown agenda. So there's a video here by Carrie Mullis, who is the inventor of the PCR test that they're all using. He died just a year ago, or he'd be probably, because he was protesting back then that the PCR test shouldn't be used for diagnosis. That's what they're using it for. So he talks in just this, I think it was a 30-second or 1 minute video on the misuse of the PCR test for diagnosing disease. So he The guy that invented the test that's being used said it shouldn't be used for that. Here's the video on it, but you never see that on NBC or PBS. Anyway, this guy won a Nobel Prize in chemistry for invention of the PCR test, and he specifically stated that the test was not well-suited to diagnose disease. It was never designed for that. And now it's being misused with this numerous false positive to diagnose coronavirus. Interestingly, as I said, he died in 2019, and he can't protest the deception. Was he taken out because of his protesting of it being used for diagnosis before? Who knows? I haven't heard anything to that specifically, but I wouldn't be surprised. And so here's another, in this case, the video on the faulty COVID-19 PCR testing procedure and how it's triggering false positives. That's from October 1st also. Concerns being raised all over the world about the reliability of PCR tests for COVID-19. And then we have, here's something else. We have another article. A former chief science officer for Pfizer, which is a big drug company pushing vaccines, saying the second wave is being faked. Again, they're saying it's being fake statistics to perpetuate the great panic of 2020 and drive vaccines to the world. They're ramping up the numbers. It's not a real second wave. It's a fake news, phony wave. Then there's this really good video by Dr. Rainer Fulnick from Germany. He's a lawyer, international lawyer, with licensed in both the United States and Germany. He's saying that the PCR test is a fraudulent scam that is harming global economy and society, and that legal liability is looming. This guy discusses the findings of the International Corona Investigative Committee that was formed in July 10, 2020 by four lawyers. The committee is made up of lawyers, doctors, and scientists who together have reached the conclusion that COVID is probably the greatest crime against humanity in history. So this is proof that the pandemic was planned with intent. And there's this article from October 2nd. Is a group of 500 medical doctors in Germany called Doctors for Information made a shocking statement during a national press conference saying that the corona panic is a play. It's a scam, a swindle. It's high time we understood that. Now, all of these things exposing the scam, all these articles and videos I just referenced, and this is another one that has got Dr. Carrie Madej. Mike Adams is interviewing her. It's an in-depth interview. That again goes into the same story. The coronavirus panic, it's a scam, it's a swindle. There's alternative media professionals, doctors all over the world saying this, but they're not reporting this in the mainstream media at all, which is exposing their intention to drive, again, vaccines to the world based on panic. They have an agenda with that vaccine that all ties in with the 5G and the artificial intelligence. I'll be going into that more. So the vaccine, and this is from October 1st, a global research article that says the vaccine should be tested on politicians first, and if they survive, the vaccine is safe. If they don't, then the country is safe. A little bit of humor in that. One may want to add to this very sensible proposal that the first to be vaccinated with his own Moderna human genome-altering vaccine should imperatively be the czar of vaccines, Bill Gates. So, you know, these articles here, if you just, that I've just referenced and videos, are all saying the same thing. You know, the evidence is in, there's been plenty of evidence, science-based evidence, not the bogus stuff that they all say is science-based, but it's not. I mean, there's so much fake news about this, folks. It's just unreal. But those have been really following, you know, conscientiously, and reading the better articles and videos and the blogs I've been putting out week to week for the last 5 months. It's self-evident to anyone that's been looking at this seriously, that there's a common pattern, common sense of the truth that I think you can connect the dots and realize that, yeah, we're being played big time. So it's becoming rather obvious that the MSM, the mainstream media, fear-based rally for a vaccine to prevent disease, quote-unquote prevent disease, is a last desperate attempt by power elite potentates, the corporatocracy cabal, to create a far worse public dis-ease with new nanoparticle vaccines that genetically modify us. And that's, again, in the Dr. Kerry Madej video, the interview with Mike Adams of Natural Life News above, he goes into that specifically, these nanoparticle vaccines that genetically modify us. She explains this. And again, this is all controllable and ties into the 5G AI surveillance matrix with the Chinese social credit system rewarding subservience to godless psychopathic ownership and AI control of all the physical and human resources of global humanity. I mean, this is, a plot out of hell, actually. And the global lockdown with suppression of core freedoms is to prepare or program all of the sovereigns for total AI control by technocrat tools of trillionaire plutocrats and their minions whose time is short, fear is great, wanting us all to be as miserable as they are. So for you prayer warriors out there and for those who can center with heart coherence, connecting with kind men among mankind, realize that there was never a better time to network for the net worth of global netizens. So forward this message, pay it forward and win stripes for your ascension, serving first principles of ascent into Aquarius. Now I've got a link on that that references the five core internet freedoms that'll take us into Aquarius. It's like an upgrade of the five core constitutional freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, religion, etc. In the quantum Aquarian age, where we have instant, everywhere, interactive connection of the family of mankind in a global village. So there's a link article on that, what those freedoms will look like, and how they will work to usher in, global, worldwide Aquarian light and love. So there's an urgent need of the hour, folks. This AI 5G issue is huge. It's what's driving the vaccine thing is all tied in with it, which is driving the fake, fear porn news regarding this virus, pseudo-virus, you might say. It's not that there isn't a virus out there, but it's not lethal, and they're using fear to push this agenda. So the Chinese have, if you look at the bigger picture, what's going on with this AI, artificial intelligence, the Chinese have reinvented their nation fast. I mean, they've been utilizing AI to leapfrog Western technologies. And will the West rise up, wise up in time to make AI accountable to higher law, natural law, cosmic law, governing co-creation on the earth? Well, that's the question. So here's a quote from an hour-long PBS frontline video called In the Age of AI. And they say, and I took this excerpt out specifically for you to realize how important this AI issue is. Quote, the more data, the better the AI works. And in the age of AI, where data is the new oil, China is the new Saudi Arabia. That is a good way of summing up how important they're leading the world in AI right now. And AI has pervaded so many elements of everyday life. How do we make it transparent and accountable? So this is a huge issue. And what we're seeing, and there's an article here, a video, that's really quite brilliant. The guy's kind of eccentric, but he's brilliant. He's explaining how the dark forces have infiltrated the U.S. by blackmailing those who are involved, with big tech, with this artificial intelligence issue. So the Chinese AI Trojan horse is what this video with this article is about. And it goes into how the dark forces have infiltrated the U.S. by blackmailing those at the top. And their plan is pure evil. These are the people in China that are and behind this agenda who are organ harvesting from people of faith. They have the Uyghurs, there's like millions of people in these concentration camps, and they're harvesting their organs. They get matching donors from people that are want to come to China and get a, or want to buy for a heart or some organ for someone in the West or somewhere in the world. They have a huge market, a black market, of selling organs. You know, people have matching blood types. And they just go in and they take the people in these concentration camps and they cut their organs out, you know, while they're alive. I mean, the story on this, I've been reading about over the years. This is in the same category of the horror of the pedophilia thing going on in child trafficking all over the world. So the understanding this of how the Chinese have been developing the social credit system for social engineering, and there's a video later on in this compendium, actually right after this one, that goes into that, and how they're using, the Chinese are using artificial intelligence for psychological warfare, and how it's infiltrating like a Trojan horse into Australia and into the West. So this was from February 5th from the X-22 report spotlight. It's a brilliant, incisive, and shocking disclosure of socialist communist psychological warfare in the U.S. and how social engineering by way of artificial intelligence is making it all possible. Well, this ties in with this next video, and this is the short video. I think it's only about 7 minutes long, but it's really brilliant. You're going to watch only one video on this to understand the danger of artificial intelligence. I would recommend this video. And this by this lady whose YouTube channel is called What's Her Face. It's rather humorous. I've actually used this video in previous one other previous compendium because it's just it is worth repeating. Because it gets makes it very clear for people who have short attention span that this artificial intelligence is a serious issue. And as I caption this with this understanding that only a global evolution evolution of social conscience in our, you know, ubiquitous social networks will counter the 5G AI Trojan horse as seen in this short video. And this goes back to August 25th, extremely timely. And as I also added to this underneath this video, I said that she explains that the Australian government is already rolling out this technology in major cities without its citizens' knowledge. So perhaps it's only a matter of time before Australia goes full China and implements its own version of social credit. This is the technology we should all be wary of and watch closely, as what's happening in Australia may be a warning to the rest of the world. So there's this article from the National Law Review that says China's dystopian AI development incorporates population control. It goes on to explain, anyone who thinks that AI learns by itself and is ethically neutral has bought the technocrat lie. AI is just a computer algorithm programmed by humans to do what humans want it to do. Biases cannot be excluded. China's AI system seeks to reduce global population is being exported, as I said, Australia and other countries. The chaos we now witness on the global stage is disruption caused by the disconnect from the high state principles and processes that would check and balance tyranny during its next 10 years of Aquarian Spring. We can't solve core social, political, and economic problems until we become well aware of the true nature of those problems. Clear understanding of the whole picture and with the cause of anxiety and dis-ease in the body of humanity, you know, the family of mankind and a global village of all connected, simul-sensory conscience yearning to breathe free from the stinking thinking paradigm paralysis and the patriarchal policies that love power more than love. So this is the keynote, you know, moving into Aquarius, where love rules, there's no will to power. And where power predominates, their love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. So this is a quote by Carl Gustav Jung, the father of modern psychology. So as a big shift in global civilization gradually emerges from deep state dis-ease to an Aquarian high state, it's like a butterfly gradually emerging from its cocoon. Just as the caterpillar disintegrated into the cocoon and was shaped by imaginal cells into a beautiful butterfly, so is the patriarchal paradigm disintegrating. And thus we can imagine the family of mankind emerging into a global village of instant everywhere and interactive, all-connective, net reality, unity and diversity, whereby the deep state transforms to an Aquarian high state. A new unified field of conscientious common sense is emerging as butterfly. It may be in common, but it sure beats the alternative. You know, common sense may be in common, but it sure beats the alternative. So love, cosmic love, universal love is the great emergence. So keep the faith. Love heals all. So affirm it with gusto. I am the love of solutions. I am solutions of love. I am the love of truth. I am the truth of love. Universal love, natural law, language, cosmic love. So I have a finish with a video, two videos actually, one by Hilarion, who says that I quote, embody truth. Embodying truth is the crux of the path for all disciples. So befriending truth, honoring truth, embodying truth. This was dictation from September 30th, 2020 from the Heart Center. Master Hilarion on the honor flame of truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I also have a dictation that was from the autumn prayer vigil by the great divine director. So it was from September 19th from the Heart Center. And this is the bottom line of the divine director. He explains how our strength is in our unity, unity and diversity. So the divine director comes to tell us how our strength is in our unity. This message is by way of the David Christopher Lewis, spiritual author and teacher of the Heart Center. And there's a link there for if you're interested in the prayers, songs, and mantras of the Heart Center with the call sheets. So there's that compendium, and I'm down to about only 10 more minutes, but I'm going to be able to finish up this last blog that I published just today. And October 10th. So it's called Propaganda Watch, Rigging the Election. Now this is some really in-depth understanding of the core issue behind of all this cognitive dissonance and media warfare, the psychological warfare and the warring of narratives in the media right now. This gets into it in several different parts, the understanding that the deep state deception is corrupting perception, and how the election is being rigged with different types of propaganda. The most insidious propaganda is that which repeats a meme, different messages over and over, and any opposition to that message in the mainstream media, any exposure of the falsity of the mainstream agenda. Excuse me, is censored. And so people, all they hear is the big lie, so big and so bold and so often told, and no opposition to that, people believe it. I mean, it's nefarious. So, and how it's rigging the election, well, this gets into it. And there's specifics, some videos, the background on this, and a current video that was just done called, COVID 9/11, it really kind of nails it, how the matrix of the matrix is the quantum field zone. And when you're in the zone of the mainstream media propaganda press, just be aware that whatever narrative the technocrats, the matrix managers are pushing, their core tactic for mind control is to flood the zone, mass media, with fear of death from an enemy they would save us from. If only we surrender our bodies to mandatory vaccines and our minds to deep state 5G AI matrix. So opposing views from the Christian right are simply censored or deplatformed in matrix media, just as they are in China. And since an entire generation has been dumbed down by being conditioned with what to think rather than how to think, without lifelong critical thinking skills, many thoughtless people are not aware how fear-driven mass media propaganda compels what to think rather than how to think. So, without thinking. So many adults struggling to just pay the bills are also struggling with the accelerated rate of change in future shock, with information overload, cognitive dissonance, and mass polarization. That leaves us being led by the, so to speak, expert authorities, the in the stable of deep state social engineers who tell us what to believe, think, and vote. I mean, we're talking about mass media mind control. So what's the opposite of this? You know, I go into the problem, and there's some videos here, and I explain the history of this going back 30 years. You know, the crazy stuff in mainstream media ranging from incessant fear porn, fake statistics, and one-sided Trump is a loser messages, as if repeating it enough and censoring alternative views would make it so. But behind this predictive modeling, you know, for election rigging, are the same deep state players who incessantly have repeated before the last election that Hillary's going to win. Hillary's the sure winner. That she's 97% in the polls. I mean, it's like a reassuring lie, the big lie. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? They're doing it all over again. I mean, incessantly beating up Trump with twisting his words. And I mean, and of course, people, you know, if they've made up their mind already, they're not listening to the show anymore. So I guess I'm speaking to the choir here, but this is what we're seeing going on. It's like we're condemned to repeat, you know, our mistakes unless we learn from them. Hopefully we've learned that it was propaganda before the last election, and we're seeing a replay of it because that's the only thing in their toolkit that they got going for them at this case. So this, you know, I'm beginning to wrap this up, but there's a major section of the strong meat in this compendium is how the Marxist communist deep state players are utilizing information warfare and with the battle of the narratives and ideological insurgency for 5G AI tyranny. This is their agenda, folks, you know, in a nutshell. So, you know, attempted takeover, it's like the insurgency, attempted takeover by the deep state extremists, you know, left and right, are being played against each other by the power elite, you know, banks, or they're playing the far left against the far right to see how far they can go, fomenting political divisions, racial divisions, and love-hate divisions so as to demoralize and denigrate a united state, you know, university and diversity, university, you know, of you know, kind men among mankind. So this is a huge issue that's coming to a head. And what's the opposite? The counterinsurgency? Lifelong thinking skills via, when I say love, the love model, geometrically ordered divinity. And I give the L-O-V-E in terms of sovereignty rights in the public sphere, the creator's trinity, geometry of divinity, conscience code, open source code, co-creation code. There's a graphic on this with links that explains it. For, again, God vision, the capstone vision, geometric order divinity, the creative ascent process, and participation in the fifth dimension. And that's an interesting link. If you haven't seen it before, I think you'll appreciate it. So this is, I go into initiatives for initiates, two videos, you know, that get into, you know, way of tuning into the most two really powerful pure intention. Tune into the powerful pure intention and the pure faith frequencies of God love in the following video messages from Archangel Michael and Elohim Hercules. So I'm finishing on that note. You know, it's like in this love sandwiches and how the angels basically respond to our prayers. And it's very strong inspiration that, you know, basically to, you know, hold the balance for your consciousness and your way of affirming with pure faith, you know, the will of God, God's will, of course, love of God, and, you know, make those affirmations. The power of I, you know, the expression of the word I am is two of the most powerful words, for what you put after them shapes our reality. So just affirm it with pure intention. You know, I am the love of God. I am God's love. So that finishes up that compendium. I don't have time to get into more. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is, like I say, an amazing time. A lot of intense stuff coming down. I kind of referenced a lot of that. And all I can say, you know, at this point is keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now. for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.